Well, and for the risk of everything, that's appropriate. And reflection, for the risk of everything, at times we must go to trial. And so in this piece, I want you to know that you have a role in this piece. And this piece, you are clearly, and it will be clear to you that you are the body. And so I just want you to know what your role is in the piece. You are the
body.
Body, exactly. The trial. When mind says no and heart says yes, the conflict is for you, the body, to process. See, logic of the mind cannot comprehend heart's willingness to take that person in. Building relations with no hesitation, mind is baffled with great reservation, and the internal conflict is increasingly hostile. So now, mind and heart must go to trial. You all are the body, and you must choose. For only one can win, one must lose. I am the mind. And all the body's operation is managed by me. You see, I am the mind. And all of the body's operation is managed by me. I analyze every part of your daily activity. And the heart is unwise and prone to mislead, ignoring facts that this person is a corrupted seed, an idolater. Extreme levels of self-admiration, records of selfies as if they are God's gift to creation. By this murderous words, I've witnessed people slain. Vengeance is theirs, known to exercise no restraint. A thief, stealing opportunities through shortcuts, putting people in mental, relational, and financial ruts. The vows of a secret this adulterer won't uphold. Whenever mad, without hesitation, secrets are told. A liar, known not to do what they said they would. And this person, how can the heart see anything good? I am the heart. And the mind is such a calculated prosecutor. You know, true to nature, a programmable computer. But no eye, your heart, and the electricity. And it is best that you believe in what I see. Because the mind is molded by society, confined by subliminal fear tactics of anxiety, desensitized to the causes of human behavior. From this person, we don't need a savior. I see the pain that provokes horrific actions. And we too are guilty of regretful infractions. This person, they are victim of a distorted humanity, force-fed and taught the insanity of vanity, hurting others while just trying to survive, dead. It's only outwardly that this human is alive. We need to reject the mind's dehumanization. A world void of love and forgiveness isn't civilization. And I refuse to be unused, for my sight is not confused. So body, it is now time for you to choose. Who wins, the heart or the mind?